Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Decent jobs on a living planet. Friends of the Earth International has brought a strong message of just transition to the UN climate talks COP23 in Bonn, Germany. Dipti Bhatnagar, co-coordinator of the Friends of the Earth International Climate Justice and Energy Program, explained in an interview with Real World Radio's correspondent in Bonn, Francesca Gator, what we mean by just transition. She also talks about the first event co-hosted by Friends of the Earth International and the International Trade Unions Congress, and tell us why this common cause is such an important question of justice. When we think about a different energy future, an energy sovereignty future, we need to bring workers with us. We need to build common cause with the unions to push for a just transition so that workers have jobs and security, but also decent jobs on a living planet, said Dipti Bhatnagar. Let's now listen to the interview.
Dipti Bhatnagar is a co-coordinator of the Friends of the Earth International Climate Justice and Energy Programme. And we are here at COP23, the UN Climate Talks in Bonn. One of the powerful messages that Friends of the Earth has brought to the Climate Talks is about a just transition. Can you tell us what is a just transition?
So the phrase just transition comes out of the union movement, and we are trying to build common cause with the union movement by using this term of just transition to understand that workers are also very much impacted by dirty energy facilities and by climate change. Their communities are affected. And we, as Friends of the Earth International, we bring the message of justice very strongly in all of our work. And that means that we need to understand more about how workers are impacted by the fights that we're involved with. And this is the work that we have started to do with the unions. And just transition, the definition is contested, but from our perspective, what does the future hold in terms of a safe, livable planet, but also decent jobs on a livable planet, which is a phrase that we have come to, that we have brought in common with our movement and with the trade union, International Trade Union Confederation, decent jobs on a livable planet. So for now, we're going with that definition of just transition.
And that slogan, decent jobs on a livable planet, was really prominent at the event that happened on Sunday, the joint BOI and ITUC event. Can you tell us about what happened on Sunday?
Sure. So for the first time, Friends of the Earth International co-hosted an event with the International Trade Union Confederation, and that was held on Sunday in the city of Bonn. We held it during these climate negotiations because it was a good moment to bring people together, and the focus of the event was really to build common cause with the trade union movement on, you know, how do we see climate justice being taken up by the trade unions? How do they understand that message? How do they talk about the rights of workers and justice for workers for the future as we need to urgently transition our economies away from fossil fuels? And many of the unions are aware of that and the difficulties of that. And we as FOI, we bring strongly this message of stop dirty energy, and we need to very strongly bring along this notion. One of the things that we learned very beautifully on Sunday is that we shouldn't be calling them dirty jobs, because these are workers, these are people that are doing those jobs, and they have pride in their jobs, and that's a really wonderful thing. And of course, The workers are the ones that have built the world that we live in today, and the ones that are in fossil fuel industries have also harmed their bodies in a lot of cases. Their bodies have been harmed because of working in these facilities. So when we think about a future, an energy sovereignty, a different energy future, we need to bring workers along with us. That's a really important part of our learnings from the Sunday event.
There sounded at the event like a lot of challenges, but also a lot of opportunities. So where does Friends of the Earth International go next towards a just transition?
Mm-hmm. There were certainly challenges, and there will be challenges, because some of our messages about, you know, stopping dirty energy and leaving the oil in the soil are terribly important when you look at the climate crisis and the climate science. At the same time, workers in dirty energy facilities feel threatened by those slogans. So we need to build with the unions to understand the best ways of talking about it, and also really to push for the just transition. So those workers need to have jobs and security in different spheres, right? So that means pushing for social protections. That means not allowing the dismantling of the state. One of the things that people talked about is ownership. So the trade unions, many of them are also fighting against privatization, because they see themselves being harmed, their movement being harmed when that happens. That's something that we can find common cause, because for us, as Friends of the Earth International, it's not just about changing the energy source. We're talking about changing the energy system, which means we are talking about ownership. We are talking about who is going to own those renewable energy facilities in the future, and who are the workers going to be there. So when workers are trying to push for retraining and social protections, we have something in common there, that we both want to push for a future renewable energy system that's in the hands of communities and workers with much more rights, you know, really looking at it from a justice perspective. So those are some of the things that we are really going to try to take on board in FOI's work over the next months and years.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words, building popular communications by FOI.